You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
The Wire.
I don't know, and frankly the whole thing gives me the heebie-jeebies.
The Wire.
This week, Health Minister of the National Party, Dr. Shane Reddy, raised alarm about the Waikato Hospital, which is not included in the winter preparedness plan and is clearly struggling needing to divert ambulances. Also raised this week was the issue of breast screening age, which requires an increase and is currently costing New Zealanders one woman's life a month. National proposes to raise the mammogram age. I started this interview by asking him what the situation was at the Waikato Hospital.
So Waikato Hospital is one of the hospitals that I'm most concerned about will break this winter. And I've been saying that for some period of time. They have huge demand, huge challenges. They have a significantly depleted workforce. And what we know, if we look at all the measures of how a hospital is doing, they are struggling. Their ED wait times are pushing out. And I think maybe one of the biggest measures of how a hospital is coping, particularly the front door, is something called ramping and ambulance diversions. And ramping is where the ED is so full that patients stay in an ambulance outside in the car park. And what we know from ministerial answers is that in the month of April, there was ramping every single day at Waikato Hospital. Even worse than that, when a hospital is so overloaded, they effectively shut the door. It's called an ambulance diversion. And you may recall earlier in the year that Auckland had an ambulance diversion in place for an evening, as I recall, and it was front page news, it led the TV1 news at night, and effectively you say, we are shut, take your patients elsewhere. Well, Waikato had three diversions in April, and what they were saying was, people in Matamata and Te Aroha, you won't be able to come to Waikato Hospital for ambulance-delivered events. You may well need to go through to Tauranga. And in fact, they did have one ambulance diversion all the way to Tauranga. That's a long way to go for rural areas like Te Aroha and Matamata, and is another indication of how severe things are at Waikato Hospital. They had an ambulance diversion. In fact, they had three ambulance diversions in place in the month of April.
Right, so this has the potential to cost lives.
Oh, it's very risky. It says that a system is so overloaded that effectively they shut the door to a hospital and you have to drive past, or the ambulance drives past your nearest hospital and goes to one some distance away. That's likely to be another hour's drive, I would estimate at least, to drive past Waikato Hospital from Matamata and keep going all the way to Tauranga. That's a significant drive.
As Health Minister of the National Party, what would National do differently to ensure that ambulances aren't being diverted and hospitals are not having to close their doors?
So there are several things we need to do. First of all, this is a workforce problem. If we don't have enough staff in ED, if we don't have enough staff on the wards to clear the beds, everything builds up and ambulances get diverted. So, you know, very, very sad that it was late in the piece when the government of the day decided they'd give nurses a day one pathway to residency, maybe even too late. What we have done is we've said, look, we'll focus on bonding nurses through the student nursing pathway to try and build up that health workforce, and we'll have other things to say about that as well, but the health workforce is a key factor here. Secondly, targets. The head of ED at Waikato Hospital and some of his colleagues are on record saying targets save lives. And what we have here, and a clear differentiation with the Labor government, they have said, Minister Verrill has said, targets will not be at the forefront of her health policy. I'm saying to people, targets will be at the forefront of my health policy. And what that will focus on as a range of targets will also focus on ED wait times to make sure that the system, to make sure that providers, that resources are all delivered to those pinch points in the system so we don't get ramping, so we don't get ambulance diversion. The third thing is funding. This costs money, and we wouldn't be spending $486 million on health reforms. We'd rather be funding frontline docs rather than spin docs. So three clear factors we would do that we would implement if I was privileged to be minister: workforce, targets and funding.
The overall solution to the healthcare crisis is really a three-step plan.
It is at this point, and particularly, you know, Waikato is a good example. I don't understand why Minister Verrill hates the Waikato, because not only have they had ambulance diversions and bulging ED wait times, but she's refused to include them as one of her eight hotspot EDs. be. It's one of the busiest EDs in the country. And secondly, what's particularly hurt the sector down at the Waikato is that they're not included in the winter plan. They are one of the regions not included in Asher Verrill's winter plan to try and decompress bulging hospital system. Waikato was bulging. They've had ambulance diversions. There was no other hospital that had ambulance diversions in the month of April, and yet the minister won't call them an ED hotspot, and she won't let them participate in the winter plan. I think she needs to explain that.
That is interesting, because it was believed that the winter preparedness plan would be rolled out across the country. Why not the Waikato? Why are there any other regions that aren't being provided?
There's at least 8 to 10 regions. In fact, I'd suggest half of New Zealand aren't included in the winter plan. And we're receiving calls from pharmacists, for example, in Roparua, saying, why aren't we included? So for them, there's parts of the winter plan like minor ailments that says if you have a minor ailment, instead of going to your GP or to ED, a pharmacist will be funded to help you with that. It's called scope extension, and there's some parts of that I've supported. What is unclear is why there's several hundred pharmacists across New Zealand who will not be participating in this plan. And I know the pharmacists in Roparua are very angry. They've got a vulnerable population. They've got an ED that's bulging as well. Why aren't they part of the winter plan? Everyone's surprised. They're also surprised by other parts of the winter plan. The minor ailments for pharmacies. Many people say, oh, that's a good idea. I could participate in that. No, it's actually only for community services card holders under 14s, Māori and Pacifica. So others are not able to participate in the pharmacy minor ailments, and that's become problematic as well.
Moving on to the breast screening age, 69, and it will be lifted to 74. I mean, what is the thinking behind this? What is the issue with this?
So the very first policy we brought out in campaign 2023 was to lift the free breast screening age from 70 to 74 for New Zealand women. We currently sit outside the benchmarks with our other OECD partners, Australia, the UK, USA, those that we compare ourselves to. They've mostly increased the breast screening age up to 74. We haven't. What we know and what the Breast Foundation are telling us is that roughly one woman a month dies purportedly because they haven't been able to have the breast cancer screening in that 70 to 74-year-old age group. So that's our very first health policy we brought out in October last year for campaign 2023. And why this has also got a tinge of bitterness to it for New Zealand women is that in 2017, Jacinda Ardern received a petition from New Zealand women, thousands of women advocating for an increase in the screening age from 70 to 74, got the photo opportunities, the smiles, the waves, and then did nothing. Furthermore, this government hasn't funded it in any of the budgets, including the last one a few weeks ago. And despite the select committee recommending that the age be increased, they reported back last week that they will not be increasing the breast cancer screening age. That is wrong. National will increase the breast cancer screening age for New Zealand women from 70 to 74.
From my belief, the purpose of raising the mammogram age is to allow older women to have more mammograms. Is that correct?
That's correct. What it will do is roughly on 2 yearly screening cycles, those women who currently stop their free screening at 69 will now have a further 2 screens through to 74.
Fantastic. So will this require additional funding?
Yes, it will. In the context of things, it's $21.6 million over 4 years. In the context of the $486 million this government has spent on health reforms, or the $10 million in vaccines that they let expire just last year alone, I would suggest that increasing breast cancer screening and improving the quality of life for New Zealand women who do get breast cancer is a better use of that money rather than letting vaccines expire or do expensive ideological health reforms. But no one can understand why the government hasn't moved on this initiative and why they're continuing to say they won't. I would hope it's not the politics of envy. Just because it's a National Party campaign initiative, they're not going to do it, because you don't play with people's lives with cancer. You have a shortened period of time to affect a management plan, or the outcome changes dramatically. So none of the reasons they've given hold any credence with myself or the Breast Cancer Foundation. We will implement this increased screening. In fact, I have it as a private member's bill in the ballot box.
the National Party's Dr. Shane Retty. We'll be back after this short break. Keep it on the beam.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.